Number 50 from April 2009, The GPS. Back in February, Deborah and I took a 10-day vacation to Florida and stayed with Bob and Judy Stevens. It was a great trip, except for a little 24-hour flu, and if we ever get invited again, we have vowed to stay another week to really get into the senior citizen flow of relaxation and fun. Bob borrowed some golf clubs for me and showed me how to play a little pasture pool, and then at night, Bob and I would teach the women how to play euchre. The weather was great. The food was excellent. Another fun thing we did was to take a little side trip to visit John and Beverly Knopfsey down in Marco Island, Florida. We were also treated like royalty there. One coincidental thing was that I ran into an old schoolmate of mine who is now the pastor of their church, and that was a good reunion. On the way down to Marco Island, we used a new toy to help us find our way. It was a GPS, global positioning system, and it is a neat bit of technology. You type in your starting address and your destination address, and it keeps spouting directions to you to tell you exactly where and when to turn. It can take you right to the front door if it is working properly. As we drew closer to our destination, our GPS unit started saying, "Wrong way! Make a legal U-turn as soon as possible." It kept repeating to us that we needed to turn around, go the other way. We didn't listen to it because we thought we were on the right track and it messed us up, so we just got tired of it and turned the thing off. As I thought back on this, it seemed that this GPS would make a good metaphor for the job that the Old and New Testament prophets had in the scriptures. The prophets were part of God's global positioning system for his people Israel on their spiritual journey. The difference is that God's GPS is never wrong. It was the unenviable task of the prophets to tell the people what their position was in regards to God. Many times they had to repeat those same words, "Wrong way, make a legal U-turn as soon as possible." In other words, they had to say, "You're going the wrong way, turn around." That's really the best translation of the word repent. Repentance means not just to say I'm sorry, but means to take a U-turn in your life and go the opposite direction from the way you've been going. Even in the New Testament, John the Baptizer preached a baptism of repentance, telling the folks to do a U-turn and do it now. I believe God still has the eternal GPS system for us today. He still sends us messages that tell us we're going down a dirt road in our life. We have the same prophets and scriptures to listen to, and although the times and cultures are different, the issues remain the same throughout the ages. Many of us were fortunate enough to have spiritually healthy parents and grandparents, and they acted as a GPS, God's positioning system, for us. They would tell us very clearly when we were taking a wrong road and needed to repent and do a U-turn. Some of you may remember a time when other kids' parents and other respected church members might grab you by the ear and tell you to do a U-turn as well. Some of us are fortunate enough to have friends who will risk telling us the truth and let us see that we are headed for destruction. We actually have several sources that would be caring enough to not want to see us go down a bad road and hurt others and hurt ourselves. But the real issue is that we turn the GPS message off when it differs from what we want to do. We don't listen to the prophetic words any better than the children of Israel, I guess. As we close out the season of Lent, which is a time of self-inspection and spiritual stock-taking, it would be good to keep our various GPS, God's positioning systems, on, and possibly make a legal U-turn when necessary.